Support for KXCV KLRN-W comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, treating the whole family, whether it's routine care or a more serious condition. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home.
And good morning. I'm John Coffey, joined by Dr. Lorraine Dotson from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville. And Dr. Dotson, good to have you with us on the program this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And I understand there's an exciting new program starting at Mosaic that will kind of integrate both the Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville as well as in Albany concerning prenatal care.
That is correct. We are very excited to be starting this program. What we are hoping to do is make prenatal care much more accessible for some of the patients who live outside of Maryville and St. Joseph. Dr. Martin is a board-certified family practice physician who has had some obstetrical experience in the past, and we're hoping to transition a majority of the prenatal visits for uncomplicated patients to her in Albany so patients don't have to travel quite so far to see us all the time.
And I would imagine this is something that is an issue not only for Northwest Missouri, but all through the country as far as rural America goes, as far as making sure that proper and very good prenatal care is available to everyone. And it looks like this is a great way for Northwest Missouri to be covered.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We have found in a study from 2020 that the maternal mortality in Missouri is the 44th worst out of all of the states. So we're hoping that by making prenatal care more easily accessible, that we mitigate some of those risk factors that are keeping people from seeking prenatal care to see them sooner when issues arise.
And what are some of the things that this partnership will do, again, in particular, as far as improving prenatal care in the region?
Right. First of all, we'll make attending visits much more easy. I am not from this area, and a few months ago drove all the way out to Albany, which I hear a lot about, but had not been there. And it is a long, circuitous route to get out there. So I'm just thinking about my patients who live in Albany and Stanbury and some of the outlying cities, that seeking prenatal care there will be so much easier, more affordable without having to pay for all the gas, and actually safer since you don't have to drive all that way out here to see us.
And with that, by going to Albany for the residents in that area, it's a very good situation there. But as they go and see Dr. Martin and get the care in Albany, what are some of the circumstances that then would bring you into the picture as far as working with Dr. Martin?
Yeah. So what we are working on is setting up a schedule for visits that would be appropriate for her to see and a few visits that would be appropriate for us. Most likely our initial visit will be seen here at our clinic where we'll draw the prenatal labs, do an ultrasound to see how far along the patient is and make sure there's just one baby or more. And then for low-risk patients, the follow-up visits will be usually with Dr. Martin. We will see them back at the 20-week mark to do their ultrasound to look for the anatomy. And then starting the last month of pregnancy, when people are getting close to being due, we'll plan on seeing them back weekly from there. But the rest of the routinely scheduled prenatal visits, she should be able to provide.
And I would imagine, too, early care with prenatal is very important, too, as far as maybe spotting some high-risk pregnancies or special needs that may have been missed had they not been able to go to a program such as this.
That is correct. And for some patients, identifying their risk factors early on is the key to prevention. Things like diabetes, we can pick up early on that if we treat early at the beginning of pregnancy, really mitigate risks of big babies and stillbirth. Controlling high blood pressure is also essential throughout the pregnancy to prevent complications with that.
And as far as after birth care as well, I would imagine that's something that is handled through this arrangement as well.
That is correct. And the great news is that Dr. Martin is not only able to do their postpartum exam, we usually see ladies back 6 weeks later, but she'll also be available to do the the baby care for the pediatric patient.
And if someone's interested in this program, again, I know this is an issue where you're just launching right at this moment, but what's the time frame for getting everything up and running? Is it up and running at this particular moment, or is it still in the process of being launched?
We are just hashing out the final details, but probably by next month we'll have things up and running. So if patients are wanting to see Dr. Martin, if they find out that they're pregnant, we would just have them contact her office and she'll arrange follow-up as needed. What I plan on doing is, as I see patients here, taking a look to see what community they come from and if they are from that outlying area, offering them visits with Dr. Martin.
And as far as yourself, again, Dr. Dotson, I know you've been with Mosaic Medical Center since, I believe, September of 2020. Just kind of get a little bit about your background and what made you decide that this was kind of the course of medical care that you wanted to get involved with.
So I started here in September of 2020, leaving my old job at the beginning of that year because I was not happy being there and just was looking for something new and found this wonderful community to come to. And I've just seen my patients struggle coming to some of their prenatal visits due to the distance that they have to drive. Some of our patients have significant financial constraints that make the distance untenable for them. So I'm very excited to be able to offer this to patients as an opportunity to get better and more frequent prenatal care.
And how does this program compare to maybe other regions that you're aware of? It looks like this is something that's going to be very beneficial for the entire region here. How's this compare with other regions around the state that you know of?
So, you know, I'm not entirely familiar of other places, but I know in Chillicothe, they've given up their obstetric services there. Patients are still seeing OB doctors there at the clinic, but are having to drive all the way to Kansas City for delivery. I'm not sure about other outlying areas, but I think that this is going to be a great thing for our local patients.
All right. Well, Dr. Dotson, I certainly appreciate your time for talking about this program. And again, it looks like just a great working relationship between the Albany and Maryville facilities here.
We are really looking forward to it.
Again, we've been talking with Dr. Lorraine Dotson. Again, his prenatal program getting started between the Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville as well as Mosaic Medical Center in Albany. Again, they'll be getting launched very shortly. Again, my thanks to Dr. Dotson. I'm John Coffey, and you've been listening to the Mosaic Minute.